Thanksgiving is just 10 days away, and perhaps you're planning to brave the deep fryer this year. Well, there are plenty of examples on YouTube of what not to do, like this frozen turkey disaster.
So how do you know when the oil is ready? Well, a thermometer is an indispensable tool, but researchers in the field of fluid dynamics have an additional trick. Listen to the sound of the oil.
The scientists were inspired by a classic kitchen hack used to test tempura frying oil. You wet the pointy end of a wooden chopstick, you stick it into the oil, and then you listen.
And if you hear really loud popping or crackling, it's probably too hot. And then if you don't hear anything, it's usually too cold.
Tad Truscott is with the King Abdullah University of Science and Technology in Saudi Arabia. He says when you get the oil just right,
there's sort of this nice bubbling sound. It almost feels kind of like a song to some people, is how it was described to me once.
His team wanted to see what kinds of bubbles form at different temperatures and how those bubbles in turn create this sizzling song. So they repeated the chopstick test at different oil temperatures while recording audio and high-speed video.
Truscott's collaborator, Rufsan Rubi of Utah State University, says that when you dip a wet chopstick into hot oil, the water starts to vaporize, forming water bubbles that rise to the surface. Air bubbles form too.
Now that water bubble and those air bubbles would be different in shape and size, and that would dictate the amount of noise that you are actually hearing, and that would dictate the frequency of the noise that you're hearing.
Now, if at this point you're wondering why scientists care so much about fried foods, Truscott says the phenomena they're studying go way beyond the fryer.
In fact, even in your car, every time your piston, every time there's combustion, a lot of these exact same behaviors are happening. And so all of this is important in our daily lives. We just don't realize it. It's all happening behind the scenes.
Real-world applications are fine, but how many cooks have seen their work? Collaborator Akihito Kiyama, a postdoctoral researcher at Utah State, says he looked close to home for a willing chef.
Oh, yeah, my wife yet.
Yeah, Aki's wife was our go-to chef.
Kiyama will present the results next week in Phoenix at the 74th annual meeting of the Division of Fluid Dynamics. No word yet on how many fry chefs will be there.